Born and raised in El Paso, Texas, Roberto Cortez has been a private chef for 18 years. He's had the honor of being the personal chef to Microsoft's Paul Allen, Antonio Banderas, Melanie Griffith, and Eddie Murphy, just to name a few. He was also chosen to design and make Lady Gaga's birthday cake. Currently, his attention is focused on his new book that will be out later this year and creating creative food events that explore new dining experiences for El Pasoans. Here to talk food and El Paso is Chef Roberto Cortez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello, Marina. Thank you.
Born and raised in El Paso, Burgess High grad.
Burgess High grad, yeah.
And then how do you become a celebrity chef?
Well, it was the most random thing because back then I was a guitar player in a band. And at one point I had moved to Austin to like get into my own band. As you know, that's the hub of music in,
right.
In Texas is Austin. And I was literally there 2 weeks and I got tendonitis in my forearm so severe that I couldn't play anymore. And then right away, about a month later, I realized, what am I going to do with my life? And I saw a commercial for a cooking school. And at that time, there was no cooking schools in El Paso. So it was just serendipitous that it happened in Austin. And then so therefore, I signed up for a cooking school and it started. And literally the first day of school, I was like, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I instantly knew.
Did you ever have a passion for food before then?
For eating, yes. Not for cooking.
We all have a passion for eating.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, growing up, my grandmother was phenomenal. So like I always said, growing up, the best part about going to church was actually going to grandma's house afterwards because
right.
she made everything from scratch and it was just incredible. So I loved eating food, but I never had an interest in cooking.
Until you kind of took it to the 10th level once you got in there.
Yeah. Well, once I went into school, after a few months, I was apprenticing at a French restaurant. And during that time, I was at school and I was like, wow, these chefs from France are phenomenal. And I remember talking to one of the chefs and then I said, you know, I want to learn where you learn. And they're like, well, Robert, you have to go to France.
Hello.
So therefore, I quit school and I went to France. I just did it. Yeah, so that was random. So, but after doing all that, I came back to El Paso and a friend of mine, I was doing little private dinners here. And a friend of mine who lived in Los Angeles says, you know, you have to get out of El Paso. You come to Los Angeles. And I went to Los Angeles and typical Los Angeles story. I get there. First day I'm there, they break into my car and steal everything that I own.
Really?
It was hilarious.
That's it. I'm out of here.
I'm like, oh my God. But I said, okay, let's give this a shot anyway. I have nothing. And literally within 1 month, I was Eddie Murphy chef. It was just, you know, everything kind of happened a specific way. I did a dinner for or a little tasting party for actually Eric Idle from Monty Python there because it was his friends. And a friend of his, she said, you know, my husband owns a chef agency. Can we get your number? We really love your food. I said, sure. So they had called me a couple weeks later and had me try out for the Eddie Murphy job, which they had sent 5 chefs before in 2 weeks, and he sent them all back.
Oh, no.
So they sent me, and I ended up staying there the whole time he was there.
So was it that hard? Or just
no, I guess he was just like very specific. He has very specific taste, I guess. And I just kind of rolled the dice and threw out a few dishes that I thought he would like, and I nailed it. And he loved it, so he kept me on board the whole time.
So through that agency, is that how you were able to kind of bounce from different
homes? That agency was how I got in with Eddie Murphy. And after that, one thing about being a private chef for celebrities and people like that, it's a very small circle of trust.
Of course.
You know, so once you're in that circle, you know, other people take notice. And so after that, it was I was kind of just freelancing for a few months. And then a headhunter from Seattle got in touch with me as they were looking for a chef for Paul Allen. And I didn't know till later, but there were actually 8 other chefs that had tried out before me. So I got flown up, cooked for solid for a week, and they sent me home and they said, well, we'll call you. And so a month later they called me and said, okay, Paul wants you to be his chef.
Did you try some of your Eddie Murphy dishes on him? Or would you do that?
Yeah, I did that. But you know what? I always find out things that they love and things that they're, you know, used to having. And I kind of try and play with things a little bit. And Paul really likes Mexican food. So I hit him hard. I hit him hard
yeah,
with
grandma,
that stuff.
Just conjure their grandma.
Grandma, yeah. I pulled in my inner grandma and I got it. Yeah.
So now you're back in El Paso after this kind of whirlwind. What made you come back?
Well, I got a job opportunity for a local family here that was just incredible. I mean, I've been living in Berlin for 2 years before, and I was in LA and Seattle. And after a while, just you get kind of tired of bouncing around so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for something in between El Paso and San Francisco. And when I got the opportunity here, and I realized, wow, I would actually be moving home, which is something I never thought I would do. But I hadn't lived home in 18 years, and now that I'm back, I was like, oh, this is just fantastic. So I'm really excited to be back home.
And it seems like you're really taking advantage of being back home because, you know, as we all know, if you know, you really can just have an idea and execute it. And it seems like that's what you've been doing with some private dinners, with your Create events.
Yes, yes.
And writing a book.
That's the beautiful thing about the internet. I mean, at one point, I never had a restaurant or anything, but when I started doing my Create dining installations because of the internet, it was all over the world. And then next thing I knew, they asked me to guest chef in London. They asked me to guest chef in Singapore. So at that point, you have kind of like a little base of people in different cities who know who you are. Mm-hmm. And since a lot of my friends and family were here and they'd been following my career when I got here, and I wanted to start doing events, word got out quick. So,
of course.
So that was fantastic.
It's the El Paso Network.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, El Paso doesn't mess around with that. And it's fantastic. It's been a great surprise in a very positive way to be home.
And for those that don't know what your Create events are, will you describe what it is?
Yeah, my Create dining events, what I usually do is I do maybe two of them a year. It takes about 5 to 6 months to make them happen, to make them manifest. And I get together with different designers from around the world, whether they're architects, interior designers, cutlery designers, you know, table designers, and under a blanket of a concept that I create, we'll do a dining installation. So we'll like rent a hall or a space or a gallery, and we'll just completely design the entire room just to sit 12 people to have a dining experience. And it's all relative to that one concept. And we'll do it 3 nights in a row and then break it down and that's it. So it's kind of like a very intense pop-up. You know?
And you recently had one in August. How did it go?
Oh, no, that actually was,
oh, was
that was my first pop-up gallery for my that's based off my book. Because my book, Senses and Sucrose, is 12 desserts based on 12 emotions. And so what I basically had is a gallery show of photos and paintings of food and things that will make you feel a specific way. But the thing is at this gallery show, when people were witnessing and looking at each concept, they actually got to taste everything that was on the wall. So that I really wanted to make it interactive, you know. So,
kind of like this weird meta moment too.
Yeah. Yeah. So the response was fantastic. So much that I'm going to Los Angeles next week because they want to talk about me doing 2 gallery shows in Los Angeles. So I mean, word got out. Like I said, the internet's incredible.
Right.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Back to your Create events. You have one coming up in El Paso in January.
In January.
Can you preview that a little bit?
Yeah.
Please?
Well, that one is actually called Recreate. The concept is the whole element of recreating either past ideas, concepts, movements, things like that. I mean, we're recreating a dining world. We're recreating the room. I mean, everything's going to be incredible. And since I've paired up with a lot of local designers and architects in El Paso, which I wanted to do, and I also am looking at a designer in Mexico as well to bring in, just because now that I'm here, I like keeping things as regional as possible.
Sure.
But yeah, that'll be happening probably about the third week of January.
So keep our eyes peeled. And really, you said the internet. So where's your website?
It's robertocortez.com. And at that point, you know, I put up what's coming up and what's happening and that kind of thing. So people can be updated.
So let's talk about your book.
Okay.
Now, you're working with your friend Martin, who's helping on the creative side of
it. Yeah, he's art directing, and he's incredible, as you know, illustrator and artist. So I'm really excited to have him on board to just bring another layer and level of creativity to the book.
Do tell. I mean, I assume the book is about food.
Yeah, well, it's called Senses and Sucrose, and it started about 7 years ago. I was in London, and I actually got together with 4 designers who were graduates of the Royal College of Art. And they said, hey, let's do something together. And we're like, okay. So we ended up doing something at the V&A Museum. And from there, it was incredible because they asked us to do London Design Festival. And with that, they said, we need a concept. So I came up with the concept of, why don't we do desserts based on emotions? I studied colors, flavors, the psychology of taste, everything for these concepts. And from there, I'm like, you know what? I have more. So 1 turned into 2, turned into 5. And so now I have 12. A lot of emotions. A lot of emotions. And since I've become a photographer along the way, I've been able to really document exactly what I want to say through food and photography as well. So the book will be more of, it's not a cookbook. Mm. It's an art book that's basically just living these emotions. But it's going to have the food photos in there, and I'm throwing in the recipes just for good measure, just in case somebody actually wanted to try one of those emotions, you know?
Give it a shot.
Yeah, give it a shot.
So what does anger taste like?
Well, I don't... The thing is I always say complex emotions because I have... They're not broken up into like anger, sadness, happiness. Each one is made up of 3 to 5 emotions, you know? Like I have one that's based off of gloominess and melancholy. And this, you know, these emotions kind of fall in the gray area of, you know, where you go from one emotion to the next, you know?
Right.
So like I have one called symphonic euphoria that's basically just based on the way we feel when we're listening to our favorite song or favorite music. I mean, it ignites us. It can turn us into the worst mood ever into like the best mood ever in an instant. So, and I've taken colors and flavors that actually mimic the way you feel during those moments. So I got very involved. That's why it's taken me 7 years to finally get to the end of the book.
Well, you got food, you've got emotions, you've got photography.
Photography, yes, exactly.
There's a lot of
action. It's a lot to do, yeah, yeah. And I'm kind of a one-man show at this point, so, you know, I got to push myself a little.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. I appreciate it.
Today, my guest has been Chef Roberto Cortez. If you want to stay up to date on all his happenings or find out about his upcoming Create events or his book, check out his website, robertocortez.com. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.